Exam Corner, TSA Listening, Part 1. You are listening to a radio show about the dangers of travelling on planes. Listen to the radio show and also use the background facts to fill in the information sheet. The radio show will be played twice. Do as much as you can the first time and complete all answers the second time. You have 1 minute to read the background facts and the questions on the information sheet. The radio show will begin now.
Hello, everyone. I'm your host, John Wong, and today we've been talking about the dangers of air travel. Now it's time for you to express your opinions. We're opening the phone lines to anyone who wants to call in. Hello?
Hello, John. This is Janice.
Hi, Janice. Thanks for calling.
I'd just like to comment on the possibility of getting sick on a flight. I fly a lot, and I used to get sick all the time, but I've found that taking lots of vitamin C before, during, and after the flight helps me a lot. During a long flight, it's a good idea not to wear shorts, skirts, and sandals, as they expose your skin, which leads to a cooling effect that reduces the blood supply to your legs and feet. Many people may feel cold on the plane, so bring along a light jacket. If you feel cold, you may request a blanket any time.
Thanks for sharing those tips with everybody, Janice. OK, now we're talking to caller two. Who is this, please?
Hi, John. My name is Sarah. I'm a flight attendant and a registered nurse. I'd like to add some information for frequent flyers. First of all, the airlines alternate fresh and recirculated air during the flight, but the fresh air starts in first class, so by paying a little more, you can get fresher air and a bigger seat with more legroom.
Really? I guess there's a reason that first class is so expensive.
Yes, but I ask you, what's more important, your money or your health? If you do fly economy, I would recommend bringing your own food. The food in economy class is very oily and salty. Having this type of food can lead to dehydration.
Okay, thanks, Sarah, for your tips. Let's see, we have time for one more caller. Who am I speaking to?
This is Richard from Ottawa. I just want to say that you left out some information for people with chronic illnesses. The airlines aren't equipped to help people in a medical emergency. It's very important to have your medicine with you and also a card showing your health conditions and what to do in an emergency. Be sure to tell the flight attendant about your special needs too.
That's another helpful tip. Thanks, Richard. Next week, we'll have a new topic.
Now listen to the radio show again.
Hello, everyone. I'm your host, John Wong, and today we've been talking about the dangers of air travel. Now it's time for you to express your opinions. We're opening the phone lines to anyone who wants to call in. Hello?
Hello, John. This is Janice.
Hi, Janice. Thanks for calling.
I'd just like to comment on the possibility of getting sick on a flight. I fly a lot, and I used to get sick all the time, but I've found that taking lots of vitamin C before, during and after the flight helps me a lot. During a long flight, it's a good idea not to wear shorts, skirts and sandals, as they expose your skin, which leads to a cooling effect that reduces the blood supply to your legs and feet. Many people may feel cold on the plane, so bring along a light jacket. If you feel cold, you may request a blanket any time.
Thanks for sharing those tips with everybody, Janice. OK, now we're talking to caller two. Who is this, please?
Hi, John. My name is Sarah. I'm a flight attendant and a registered nurse. I'd like to add some information for frequent flyers. First of all, the airlines alternate fresh and recirculated air during the flight, but the fresh air starts in first class, so by paying a little more, you can get fresher air and a bigger seat with more legroom.
Really? I guess there's a reason that first class is so expensive.
Yes, but I ask you, what's more important, your money or your health? If you do fly economy, I would recommend bringing your own food. The food in economy class is very oily and salty. Having this type of food can lead to dehydration.
Okay, thanks, Sarah, for your tips. Let's see, we have time for one more caller. Who am I speaking to?
This is Richard from Ottawa. I just want to say that you left out some information for people with chronic illnesses. The airlines aren't equipped to help people in a medical emergency. It's very important to have your medicine with you and also a card showing your health conditions and what to do in an emergency. Be sure to tell the flight attendant about your special needs too.
That's another helpful tip. Thanks, Richard. Next week, we'll have a new topic.
You now have 40 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of part 1.